Good morning, everyone. It's Cathy Duffy here from Devon Insight. And thank you for joining us again today for our Devon Insight telephone speaker event. We are really delighted to be able to welcome Natalie Moore from Calibre, who will be our speaker today, who will talk about Calibre services and what they can offer for people with sight loss. And thank you to the people that submitted questions for us. They're really, really useful and help us to shape our talks in the way that are most informative and useful for people that are dialing in. On that note, Natalie, thank you so much for joining us today, and I will hand over to you.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. It's really lovely to be here this morning with you all. I thought it would be quite interesting to start by telling you all a little bit about the history of Calibre Audio and how we got to where we are today. So the charity started back in 1974 with three women who were friends. One of the ladies had a son who was sight impaired, and they came up with an idea to create an audiobook library so that James, the son, would be able to enjoy books that his friends were able to enjoy. They started to record books on ordinary audio cassettes, and that was when Calibre, which stands for Cassette Library, don't know if anyone knew that, was born. The cassettes offered a cheap and practical way of providing audiobooks to people who needed them. The founding principles of Calibre were to provide a free service using standard equipment and to be available for anyone who couldn't read an ordinary print book due to sight problems. These principles still underpin our service today. Word spread, and before long, the three women started getting requests for more books. Soon, they had 12 books in the library and 10 members. And this prompted concerns about what would happen if all the members, well, what would happen when the members had read all the books. One of the ladies, Monica, she's the lady who had the visually impaired son. She moved from London to Buckinghamshire and she brought Calibre Audio with her. She operated the charity out of her kitchen and then expanded into a porter cabin in her garden. And by the end of the 1970s, Calibre had over 600 titles on cassette and were sending out 30 cassettes a day to their members. As the charity was growing, they moved to a wing of an old hospital in the town of Aylesbury. And by 1987, Calibre had 7,000 members. And they then moved to our present day office, which is on the edge of Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire. So now we're more than 45 years on from that first audiobook. We have just over 14,000 members all over the world, and we deliver more than 1,700 books per day to our members on USB memory stick. We changed our name from Calibre Audio Library to Calibre Audio quite recently because we are ushering in the next, I suppose, the technological stage. We're not just a traditional library because we offer a streaming and a digital platform, which I will touch on later. Monica McMullen, who was the founding member of Calibre, she was awarded an MBE in 1986 for her services, and she died in 2006. But without Monica and her two friends, Calibre wouldn't have been born and it wouldn't have become the successful service that we are today. So I hope you find that quite interesting. I think it's quite nice to get a bit of background about a charity. It's nice to have, the story behind it, why it started. So Calibre Audio is free for anyone to join, and it's anyone who has a print disability. So that could be a sight impairment, dyslexia, MS, it could be arthritis, people struggle to hold a book, so any type of print disability, and someone is eligible to join, and it's totally free. We have just over 12,000 unabridged audiobooks in our collection, and we try to add just over 700 new books into the collection every year. We're quite proud. We've got just over 3,000 audiobooks that are specifically for children and young adults. So anyone can join Calibre. There's no age limit or restriction. The only requirement is you have a print disability. We have the rights to record audiobooks that are not commercially available. So a question that we get asked quite often is a member will have a favourite author and they'll phone us up and ask if we have books by that author. If we don't have them in our collection at the moment, we can either try and acquire the rights to the book. If it's already commercially available, then we just buy that book and put it into the collection. If there's not already an audio available, we can acquire the rights to the book and record it ourselves, because we have approximately 150 volunteer narrators, many of whom are ex-actors or they're voiceover artists, and they kindly donate their time to Calibre Audio and narrate all of the non-commercial books for us. Our service is available via streaming, and you can stream on a tablet, a mobile phone, a computer. You can download books via the Dolphin Easy Reader app, and we are going to be active on Libby some point in the near future when that's all been signed off. And physically, we have books available on USB memory stick. So the memory sticks can be plugged into a computer or a laptop that have USB ports. We also sell memory stick players in our online shop. Our sticks are formatted to the industry standard, which is FAT32, a bit technological, but that means that they will play in pretty much any memory stick player, because you can buy them from many different places. If you have a particular brand that you favour, the likelihood is our memory stick will work in there because it is industry standard. The postage is totally free. So when we send our memory sticks out, they're sent in a small padded pouch. In the front of the pouch is a card inserted into the pouch, which would have our members' name and address on and the title and book number of the book that's inside. The top left-hand corner is cut off so you can feel that it's not a complete square. And then when you send the book back, you just turn the card over, so then the cut edge turns onto the right-hand side. So a lot of our members find that quite helpful, so they know that they've turned the card over to the correct way. And then it can just go back into any postbox. It doesn't need to go over the counter, just a normal postbox, and that will make its way back to us. So completely free postage. There are no fines for late or lost audiobooks, because we appreciate how, well, particularly at the moment, how difficult it is for Royal Mail, and we know things do go missing from time to time, so there's no fines. Members can manage their accounts via email or by the telephone. We have a really friendly membership services team. They work Monday to Friday, 9 until 5, and they can be reached on the telephone. They're always happy to help and chat to our members. We have a lot of members who ring up quite regularly to talk about books or authors, and then it's really lovely because you get to start to know the members and know what sorts of books they like. It's really lovely to be able to, to have like Joan from Swansea ring up and you know that we've got a new Wilbur Smith in for her. So I think we have a really personal customer service with our members, and we try and look after our members as much as we can. We also provide regular podcasts, newsletters, and reading suggestions for our members. As I touched on, we do have books for our younger members, which we call Young Calibre, and we try and keep up to date with all titles that support GCSE, A-level and PSHE national curriculum, just so that children with a print disability aren't disadvantaged and they also have access to an audiobook. We do have some books which have an X rating, So there, anyone under the age of 18 is unable to borrow them, and our X-rated books, they might have graphic content, swear words, or perhaps be a bit saucy, but they tend to be quite popular. The way our service works, you can join Calibre by filling in an online application. We can post you an application, or you can simply phone up and one of our lovely membership services team can take all your details from you over the telephone and sign you up. So the only details we really need to know are what is your print disability, your name, your address, date of birth, and what sorts of books you like. Once you join up as a member, you can either choose all your own books, and you can do that by filling in a pro forma on our website, or you can just ring us and tell us which authors you like, if there's a specific book you like or a series that you want first, we can sort that out for you. Alternatively, you can let us know what genres of books you like. Our most popular genres are, I would say, definitely detective and mystery, family stories, love stories, thrillers. We do have an extensive non-fiction category as well, so you can have books about the different world wars, history, European history, UK, world history, home and garden. There's a religion and spiritual section, all different ones, biographies. So you can let us know which genres of books you like, and we can assign a genre or a category to your account, and then our database will just randomly select a book from those categories to send them out for you. Sorry, I'm just turning my page. So carrying on with choosing your books, we do have all of our books available to browse through our online library, which is on our website. We do provide catalogues that you can purchase. So if there was a particular genre that you like, I don't know, maybe family stories, you could buy the catalogue from us, and that will have details. It's a large print catalogue, and it will have details of all the books and authors that are in that category, and you can use that to choose your books. And the catalogues range in price from £2 to £10, depending on the size of them. Some of the larger categories are the size of a ream of paper, so they're quite large. Or like I've said, you can just phone us up and membership services will go through with you what sorts of books you like and try and find some books to pop into your list. If you're interested in streaming, that can be done via our new streaming site that launched in December. And hopefully you'll find it quite easy to use. If at any point, whilst you're a member of us, you have any problems or any queries, then please do just phone us. Because again, membership services, they can talk you through how to use the streaming service. They can talk you through how to use the Dolphin Easy Reader app. They're more than happy to do that and spend some time making sure that you're comfortable at using our digital services. I don't know if any of you perhaps use In Your Pocket or Real Sam. I don't know. Do any of your members use those? Do you know, Kathy? In Your Pocket and Real Sam?
I'm not sure if any people joining us today use either of those, but it might be worth we can open up the call a bit later.
Real Sam, yes, and just because our library is available on the In Your Pocket smartphone, and In Your Pocket have recently launched a Real Sam speaker, which is it works through Google Speakers. And I believe that people would subscribe to Real Sam, but our library is on there. So that's quite a new thing for Calibre, because at the moment, our digital services are not compatible with Alexa or Google devices, like Google speakers. But we are hoping to get onto Alexa at some point in the future. So for people who do have speakers, the Calibre books can be accessed through the RealSam system, which we're really pleased to be part of.
Put a big star next to that so we can come back to that. That would be interesting to know. But also interesting, as my Alexa has just woke up. So sensitive. Interesting to know that that's a possibility for the future as well, just because technology is so wide-ranging now.
Yes, definitely. And I think that's the only thing that is holding us back, is getting our content compatible with being played, or having a platform that is compatible with Alexa and Google devices. So I know that there's a project team that are working on that at the moment, because really we want our books to be as accessible as possible for people. And speakers are becoming more and more popular. But we're not stopping our physical service, because USBs are very popular as well.
That's so important.
Yes, definitely, yes. Something I forgot to mention. If you want to borrow books on USB, we just put one book on each stick and we put one stick inside each pouch. So whenever a book turns up on your doorstep, it's always going to be one book in one pouch. Members may borrow up to 5 books at once. So a lot of people will, if they have 5 books, they will perhaps listen to 2 of them, pop 2 back in the post on the way to us, and then they've still got a couple at home. So there's always a couple in transit either way. One stick in each pouch with one book on. Members may borrow books for 3 months. If you need to borrow them for longer, some of the books, I mean, if you borrowed War and Peace, you're going to be listening to that for quite a long time. So you might want a bit longer than 3 months. That's a very long book. And we're always happy to extend and renew books. So again, you would just need to give us a ring or pop us an email, however you would like to contact us, and just ask us to renew that book. We can do that for you. That's no trouble at all. We add new books into the library every month. So when I say new books, they're not necessarily new books that have just been published. There'll be new books for Calibre. It's quite difficult for us to get an audio version of a brand new book at the same time it comes out in print, and that's for a few reasons. If a new book is published in print, and there's a commercial recording available at the same time, we have to approach the publisher to see if we can buy the book and have the rights to pop it into our collection for lending purposes. Now, some publishers, unfortunately, prohibit their books from being lent. They only want them to be sold. So there are quite a few books that we would love to have in the library, but it's just not possible for us to access them at the moment, unless the publishers change their regulations. And again, if a new book is printed and published and we want it in the library and there's no commercial recording, we can have the rights to it to record it ourselves. And the recording process can take from 6 months to 18 months, really. Because even though we do have a lot of lovely volunteer narrators, we try and match the narrator's voice with the book so that it sounds appropriate and cohesive when they read it. And it can take quite a while to narrate a book. Once it's narrated, it then gets checked. It will then get edited and mastered, and our lovely production team will get it all ready to sort of go out. So it can take quite a while. But we try as best we can to get as many books that people request into the library as possible. If there is a book that you want and you can't find it in our catalogue, we can request it through our editorial team. So we would then follow the process I just described, where they would see if there's a recording of it already or if we can record it ourselves, and then we would go from there. We are very much member-led. I would say that the content in our audio library, we try and match a decent sized public library so that you'd be able to go into a public library and get a book, and then you'd be able to get that book from us as well. And we do follow bestseller lists, nominated books, all those sorts of things. And of course we are member led. If there are particular books that our members would like, we try our best to get those into the collection as well. We only offer books via audio. We don't do large or giant print books. So it is just audio on USB, streaming and downloading. Just looking at some of the questions to make sure. I think I've answered all of the ones that were submitted as I've been speaking.
I'm just taking a quick look at them as well.
Yes, I think I've gone through quite a lot of them. Yes. So that's USB sticks and how to choose books. We can keep our members up to date with any caliber news, author interviews, updates on new books by a newsletter, which is available by email, and that's on our website. We do have a quarterly bulletin which details new additions to our library, and that's called, For Your Ears Only. And that is sent to members who request it. It's free of charge, and it's available as a PDF, which we can email to you. It's on memory stick, and it's available as a podcast as well. And that's quite nice. So that details all of the newest books that have been added to our library every quarter. And that's quite a popular way for people to choose their books from as well. And then twice a year, we have a member newsletter called The Echo, which is an audio newsletter, which will be sent out in front of a book. And again, that's always tends to go down quite well. That will have author interviews on, maybe interviews with our CEO or head of fundraising, a trustee or a narrator. I know we try and vary the people that get interviewed on it, so that our members get lots of different information from all the different people who support us.
Wonderful.
So that's just a bit of a basic introduction into Calibre, into our history and how we provide books and how the service works. So I don't know if there's anything that you would like to know that perhaps I haven't spoken about yet.
Okay, let me ask Tracy and Louise, if you could just open up the lines, would be fantastic.
Hello, I'm Tina. I wondered, could you give me the phone number of Calibre, please, because I don't do online.
Oh yes, that was in my head.
That is perfectly okay. So I'm just looking... Here we are. It's 01296.
Yeah.
432.
Yes.
339.
Right. Thank you very much.
That's all right. You're welcome.
I have to go because I've got an appointment, I'm afraid.
Oh, no trouble.
Okay, thank
you
for joining us today, Tina.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you very much anyway. It's very helpful.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Anyone else have any comments, questions, queries?
Hello, Cathy. It's Anne.
Hello,
Anne. I have Calibre books and I have them on CD.
Oh, you have the CDs?
Yeah, but I'd be quite interested in being able to listen to them on Alexa when that comes through. But I don't know what you mean by Sam Brown or whatever you said.
Oh, real Sam. So it's created by the In Your Pocket team. So they've created a subscription service that is compatible with the Google version of Alexa, so Google speakers. So people would join or subscribe to Real Sam, and as part of their subscription, they have access to Calibre books. I think the Torch Library, and there's another online library which I can't quite recall at the moment. So you would just play all your books through the Google speaker. So it's not a Calibre product, it's just somewhere that our library can be accessed via a speaker. But we, like I said, we are hoping to have our collection on Alexa ourselves, because we know it's very popular with all our members.
So will you send out information when that's available?
Yes, once it's all available, I'm sure that the marketing team will contact all our members and let them know that there's a new way that you can access books. That's okay, thank you.
Okay, do we have anyone else with any questions or comments?
Yes, this is Lynn. I'd like to ask about the new setup for Calibre, this new home page, which is not nearly as easy to, well, not for me anyway, to operate as the previous one. And it seems that you can't order books online anymore.
Oh, well, thank you for your feedback. No, at the moment, the function that would allow you to order new books, it is temporarily unavailable. And that was because largely it was due to the pandemic. So we were in the process of upgrading our streaming site, and the pandemic accelerated us doing that, really, because there was more demand for our service and we wanted to have a better site that could support more people listening to it at once. So the streaming update was sort of pushed ahead, and unfortunately not everything was able to be done at the same time. So the function to order your own books online was one of those things. It is going to be a future update, and it's one of our probably most important future updates that we're aiming to get done, because we know how many people used it. So we are aware that it's not there at the moment, and we are trying our best to get it back up and running as soon as we can. I just don't have a date for it, I'm afraid.
Right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, who was that?
It's Christine. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Christine. Well,
hello. That talk has been fascinating and very informative. Thank you. I'm not a member of Calibre, and I just wondered, is there any call for abridged books? Because I used to enjoy things like the Reader's Digest abridged novels, and sometimes the full book takes a lot of time to listen to.
Yes, of course. I would have to find that out for you. As far as I know, there is no plans to do abridged. That would have to be something I ask our editorial team. But I can certainly find that out and then get back to Kathy and Tracy and let them know. So that's not a problem.
I'd appreciate that. I wonder if there could be a follow-up question, which is Radio 4 does a lot of books, book of the week, etc. And as far as I know, they disappear within a few months. We can't always get them to listen to them again. And I didn't know whether some sort of contract with Radio 4 might be possible, where you could perhaps have their books available.
I can certainly ask the question for you and find out. That's not my area, but I can definitely find out, as I'm sure it's going to be down to probably publishing rights and things. But I can certainly ask and ask both of those questions and get back to Tracy and Kathy for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you. They're really good questions.
Okay. I was just having a quick Google just so that I could kind of, because we touched on Real Sam, so that I can kind of, talk about what that actually is. Without making kind of any mistakes. So Real Sam is a phone designed to be easy to use hang on a minute. Oh no, this is in your pocket. It's a phone designed to make calls, read messages, listen to books or newspapers and get navigation assistance just by using your voice. And it's made by Real Sam. So Real Sam is the company, In Your Pocket is the phone.
And then the Real Sam speaker subscription is available through... And the Real Sam speaker subscription service, which can be used to listen to the Calibre books, is available on Google speakers. So like the Google Dots, Google Echo, I think, and things like that.
Okay,
Can I ask a question?
It's Maury
from
Seaton. Hi, Maury.
Hello. Is Calibre very similar to talking books that I get from the RNIB?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes. System? It is,
so,
yes.
Do I go to the library?
Pardon?
You go to the, sorry. Would I be able to go to the library and get a UV stick for a book?
No,
we
you
have
wouldn't.
A local library
We just, no, we don't have any of our books in local libraries, unfortunately. We just operate via a postal service.
Right.
But it is a free postal service.
We ring this telephone number that you've left us if we want a book then.
Yes. So, well, books are sent out automatically. So if you have 5 books, once you post one back to us and we receive it and discharge it, then your next book will automatically be issued and sent out. So we try and make sure that you've always got books at home to listen to.
That's good, because the RNIB at the moment are quite slow. It's nearly a week. You send one back and you don't get one back for nearly a week. Without a book, you know. So this sounds a very good system.
Yes, and that's partly why we just send one book on each stick, so that you can, as soon as you've finished one, you can send that book back and you've still got a couple at home to listen to whilst the others are in transit.
Yes, because they're my lifeline. That's good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
I can endorse the fact that Calibre is a wonderful system, and they're so helpful. The people on the telephone will talk you through the new website, which I find it difficult to cope with. I wonder why you had to change the website.
Oh, I'm not sure, I'm afraid. That will be the... I look after membership services and the library team who send the books out. So all those sorts of decisions are a bit above my head. But I think that they wanted to try and modernise the new website and make it easier for people. But I appreciate your feedback that it's been difficult to use.
Well, you can tell them that my friends and I don't find it easier at all. But that says maybe. But I'd like to reassure the lady for the RNIB that Calibre is wonderful, and there's always books available, and it's a super service.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. So our membership services team, they are really lovely people who really care about what everyone cares about our members. And we do want to make sure that you not only have a supply of books, but that you're going to be receiving books that you enjoy and that you want to listen to.
Yes, Calibre is so helpful, and the people on the telephone are always so nice and patient.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you. That's really nice feedback.
Lovely. Can I just check with Mari? Did you manage to get the SAP number to call in if you wanted to register with Calibre?
Yes, I've got it down here. I've been on standby. Yes.
Okay. No,
I managed to get it down. Yes, thank you very much. Yes.
No, that's fine. Was there anyone else that had any questions or any comments to make? No. Well, that's good. There was a lot of questions and some lovely feedback, Natalie, which is always nice.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's really, really nice, particularly because the pandemic has been difficult for everyone, and we're just so grateful that our members have been really supportive of us, and as we've tried to continue operating throughout the pandemic, because we normally have volunteers in every day, sort of downloading the books and getting them ready to send out as well. But because of social distancing and things like that, we haven't had any volunteers since before Christmas. So we are sort of on a, you know, it's just a small number of staff coming in, working safely and socially distancing, trying to get as many books out each day as they can. So it's really lovely to hear people have really nice feedback for us, you know, at this moment, because it's strange times for everyone. And yeah, I'm just pleased that people are still able to get their books and are enjoying them.
And that is so much appreciated as well. And I know from feedback that I've had from certain people as well, is that their audiobooks have been an absolute lifeline, particularly during the pandemic. And the fact that, you know, so much effort was made to continue services, particularly during this time, is just amazing. Very much needed.
Thank you. Yeah, really pleased. Yeah. So yeah, the lovely membership services team, they're all in the office, spread out, socially distancing, and answering the phones and emails every day. And then the other end of the building, we have the library team who are downloading all the books and checking them all back in. So it's good. Plenty to keep us busy.
It's always stuff to keep us busy.
Oh, yes.
That never goes away. Okay. Unless there is anything else that anybody can think of that they needed to ask, or any areas that we may not have covered, now is your opportunity. But also, you know, I know what it's like when either you've been in a meeting or you've listened to an event and it's only afterwards you think, oh, I wished that I'd asked that. I do that a lot myself. Is there any questions or queries that you had that you would have liked to have raised? Your opportunity is not over. You can still give us a call at Devon Insight. Our number, as always, is 01392 876 666. I'll just repeat that. 01392 876 666, and still ask those questions. We can get those across to Natalie and get the answers or back to you. So the opportunity is not lost. Okay. Well, on that note, I would like to say thank you, Natalie, so much. That was I've kind of learned a couple of things from this myself, which is always good. It's fascinating to hear not just, you know, the wonderful services that you and your team are providing at the moment, particularly during these difficult times, but also how little, how kind of, you know, people getting together can make such a difference. If you look at the formative stages of Calibre, just what a difference it can make in the long run. And when there's an identified need, it's kind of amazing, really, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, yes. And thank you so much for having me. It's been really lovely to talk to some of your members and have some feedback and some questions to come away with. So it's really valuable.
I was just wondering, how is Calibre funded? It must cost thousands to send out all these tapes.
So we don't receive any government funding. It's all through our fundraising team. So I believe our operating costs each year are approximately around £1 million.
Wow.
So that's what keeps us operating. So that's staff. Fortunately, we own the building and our land because that was gifted to Monica, the founder, as the charity got bigger. And yes, then the next biggest expense is buying all the books, because to buy books on audio, they're quite expensive, and to acquire all the rights, and then sending all the books out, so all the sticks, the pouches. And our fundraising team work really hard. They are constantly applying for trusts and grants. Our lovely members support us with donations. Lots of people very generously leave us legacies in their wills. Their families will make donations. So it's all like private donations, really.
Well, I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
You're really lucky.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that has been so informative. And again, thank you so much for taking the time. I know how busy everybody is at the moment, and we really do appreciate you coming along as our speaker today, Natalie.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Super. If you would just kind of hold on, don't run away from us at the moment. I would just like people to be aware that our speaker for next week is going to be Paula Martin, who is a wellbeing coach. I think she works in West Devon, but is going to talk to us about wellbeing and meditation, mindfulness. Which are kind of, you know, areas that are talked about a lot at the moment, emotional well-being, but there are still a lot of people that don't really fully understand what that means or how it can help us all, particularly during such a stressful time as COVID. And also, you know, with some of the very real anxieties people are feeling as we are coming out of lockdown, that people have been at home, socially isolating for such a long time, that actually some people feel quite anxious about coming out of lockdown. Some mixed feelings for some people. So that will be very interesting. I think we're going to do a little bit of a mindfulness exercise as part of that project, which I will be joining in. I'm very happy to. So I would like to welcome you all to join us again next week for that session. On that note, thank you everybody for joining us today, and we shall hopefully see you next week.